Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and this is Carl Kafer, and I'm going to be continuing our Sunday night music series, of course, which was previously hosted by T.C. Clark, who passed away in December. We do miss him terribly, and we will have a memorial podcast probably in a couple of weeks. I've got to get in contact with everyone and set that up. I know I am a poor substitute, perhaps, but he was a very good friend, and I brought him on here, and we're going to continue this series in his honor and in his memory. So tonight, I thought I would do something relatively easy tonight and do songs that I listened to while I was in New York from 1981 to 87. All these songs are from 81 to 87. So certain songs that you would hear on the radio, like Look Sharp by Joe Jackson, and that are not on here because they were released previously. However, I can tell you that Joe Jackson and many of my favorite people are represented here, Frank Zappa, The Kinks, so on and so forth. But you're going to hear a lot of different things tonight. And I thought I would start with a song by Shriekback, which was headed by Barry Andrews. He was part of XTC and then broke off and did this. Probably their best-known song is Nemesis. This is a song from their Oil and Gold album called Fish Below the Ice. This is how we start. Thank you for being here tonight.
Pay the price this time. We shake it up and we break it down.
So we move on from Freakback to another one-hit wonder. But God, what a friggin' song this is. This next one is Reflex and Politics and Dancing, and I friggin' love this song. And if you don't know this song, check out the video. It's awesome. Okay, it's on YouTube. So this is Reflex and Politics of Dancing.
Martin Moore would remain in court until the end of the presidential and parliamentary election scheduled for written rules.
The idea is no longer in effect.
A little bit of new wave, and of course that was Reflex and Politics of Dancing. That's not all that I listen to. The next tune is one of the artists that really introduced me to African rhythms. And no, we're not talking Paul Simon and Graceland. No. We're talking about Peter Gabriel. And, of course, he was one of two people who headed, of course, Genesis, a great prog group in the 60s and 70s. But this is off his fourth solo album. This came out in 1982. And this is Kiss of Life by Peter Gabriel. If that doesn't make you burn your ass and move, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you. Seriously, what a great tune. And so right now we're going to move into my silly section. Just a little bit of silliness. There are those songs that come up that are so stupid you just love. You know, guilty pleasures, if you want to call them. But I'm not fucking guilty about this at all. So this is I Want to Be a Cowboy by Boys Don't Cry. I'm not going to say anything more.
Riding on the range, I've got my hat on, I've got my boots dusty, I've got my saddle,
what I like,
on my horse. Be a cowboy, and you can be my cowgirl. I wanna be a cowboy, and you can be my cowgirl. I wanna be a cowboy.
Riding on the check wagon, following my
Yeah, okay, it's silly. It's silly. I make no bones about it. That's silly. But I love it anyway. I thought we would go to one of the best-known songs from the era. And this is, of course, the Eurythmics, which is Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart. This is, of course, Would I Lie to You? And that comes from 1985. And it's a great song, and I love this song. So here we go. Would I Lie to You by the Eurythmics.
Oh,
that song is just amazing, and I love the video when it came out. I used that in a play that I directed. That was just a major, major song for me back in the 80s. So we are not, if you've been listening to me and TC over the past 2 years, you know I have certain groups that I always love and always will. And, of course, they are represented here today. So we're going to do a song by Joe Jackson. Joe Jackson, I actually did a show with TC on the, you know, his starting with his career and where he went and his trajectory. I think the man is an incredible musician. This comes from the 1986 album Big World, of which I actually saw in person in New York City. And I saw this done live, and it's an amazing, amazing song. And this is called Man in the Street by Joe Jackson. I think that's what we're going to do next. Great song. I mean, seriously, great song by Joe Jackson. Now, in New York City, there were lots of places to go to hear music. But you go across the river on the PASS train, and you're in Hoboken, or as we like to affectionately call it, the Boke. And in the Boke, there was a bar called Maxwell's. It was one of the best places to hear a concert. And I was there with my friend, Jeff Lepsack. We went to a concert there, and the next two artists are who I heard. And these are songs that were played at that concert. And it was a great concert. The first one will be They Might Be Giants, and that's Don't Start Now, or Don't Let's Start, I'm sorry. And the second one is by Mojo Nixon and Skid Roper, I'm Gonna Dig Up Howlin' Wolf. And so that's what we're going to do right now. We got a twofer for you, the Maxwell's concert series with They Might Be Giants and Mojo Nixon and Skid Roper. So here we go. Don't Let's Start. And there we go. Moto Nixon, Skid Roper, I'm going to dig up Howlin' Wolf. In New York City, there were many, many venues to listen to music. And one of the most famous was CBGB's, which is right down the street on the Bowery from where I worked at Carl Fisher at Cooper Square. Now, I came in 81, so I sort of missed the peak of CBGB's. You know, I didn't see television. I didn't see the Ramones. You know, I didn't see the Police. Sorry, it doesn't happen there. But when I got there in 81, they were focusing basically on the Stiff Artists, which was an independent label. And one of the people on that label was one of my heroes, and that's Ian Dury. And of course, hit me with your rhythm stick, Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll, many songs. But at that point in 81, when I saw him, he'd been asked to do a song for, and this is exactly what the group was called, the Crippled Children of Britain. So he did this song, which was then banned by the BBC and rejected. And it's one of the greatest songs of all time for anyone who's handicapped. And for those that don't know, Ian Dury was a victim of polio. And when I saw him, and the two times I saw him, it was very visibly that he had crutches. He was really something. And the thing about him, not a great singer, but he worked with a guy by the name of Chas Jankel. And so you have this poet with this funk behind him that's just incredible funk that's almost, you know, like George Clinton could do. And it is amazing. And so right now we're going to do a song which is very, very near and dear to my heart. This is Spasticus Autisticus, and this is live. So enjoy this.
I'm Spasticus Autisticus, I'm Spasticus, I'm Spasticus, I'm Spasticus Autisticus, I'm Spasticus, I'm Spasticus, I'm Spasticus Autisticus. I whittle when I piddle, cause my middle is a riddle. I'm Spasticus, I'm Spasticus, I'm Spasticus Autisticus, I'm Spasticus, I'm Spasticus, I'm Spasticus Autisticus, I'm Spasticus, I'm Spasticus, I'm Spasticus Autisticus. I dribble when I nibble and I quibble when I scribble.
Hello to you out there in normal land. You may not comprehend my tale or understand. As I go past your window, give me lucky looks. You can read my body, but you'll never read my books.
I'm Spasticus, I'm Spasticus, I'm Spasticus Autisticus, I'm Spasticus, I'm Spasticus, I'm Spasticus Autisticus. I'm Spasticus, I'm Spasticus, I'm Spasticus Autisticus. I'm nobbled on the cobbles, cause I hobble when I wobble. Swim!
Thank you.
There you go. Ian Dury, taken from a live concert in England in 1981. And that is Spasticus Autisticus. So to continue, I thought we would go with another very famous song from the era. Another one-hit wonder, but God damn it, another great song. This is by Timbuk3, and the feature's so bright, I gotta wear shade. Song. You know, it's a shame that a lot of these one-hit wonders didn't do better, because I have that album and there's great songs on that album. And it's funny how a group will hit and then just disappear. And it's such a shame, because that's one of the great songs of the 80s. It truly is. And there you go. So I thought at this point I tell you a little story. This was 1986, and things that were starting to go sort of down the tubes for me at this point. And I'd gotten a job, and I got fired from it. And I came out, and I watched this movie, which is one of the most depressing films you've ever seen. I tend to, like, really watch depressing shit when I'm depressed or stressed. And the music was absolutely fantastic out of this film. It's one of the best soundtracks ever, all composed by one group. And that would be Wang Chung. The movie, if you've not seen it, it's To Live and Die in L.A., directed by William Friedkin, and it is fantastic. One of the best car chases you've ever seen. Just a really, really downbeat film. But again, the music is iconic. And so right now, you're going to listen to Wang Chung and To Live and Die in L.A.
Every day, every day.
Great tune by Wang Chung, To Live and Die in L.A. Great soundtrack, great film. Check it out. So I told you things weren't going real well for me in 86. It got even worse in 87 because the woman I've been working with, Carla Pinza, basically stopped paying me and started making excuses. And so I basically was really, really pissed. And I wanted to friggin' kill her. I didn't. But you know what? I got my revenge, and I'll tell you after the song, which is Revenge by Loudon Wainwright III. I certainly have. As I said, the woman I was working for wasn't paying me. I was working on a $10,000 grant for her company, Latino Playwrights. The woman's by the name of Carla Pinza, by the way. And she wouldn't pay me. I had the grant at home in my apartment. Never gave it to her. She lost $10,000. Don't fuck with me. Okay, just don't. PC knew that. But, yeah, you don't want to do that. So, we all have complaints, and we all have things that we're really pissed about, and we're going to listen to a song now from one of my favorite groups, XTC, and this is all about the music business, and this was written over 40 years ago. This came out in 1983, and if you listen to the lyrics, it's still dead on, seriously. So this is called Funk Papa Roll, XTC.
Into the mountain.
ACDC and Funk Papa Roll, one of the most savage attacks on the music business. Really, really good song. So earlier we did a song by Peter Gabriel, and that, of course, was African influence. And that led me to a group and a musician, a South African musician, a white musician, by the name of Johnny Clegg and his group Savuka. And in 1987, now I had known about them when he had his previous group, Jaluka. But this was released in 1987. It was a big, moderate hit. It's a wonderful song. This is Scatterings of Africa. Gatherings of Africa by Johnny Clegg and Savuka. Now, one thing I do need to let everyone know. So yesterday, I was getting stuff into the computer. My computer died, and I freaked. And luckily, I want to give a thanks out to Jeremy and Rachel, who I am staying with at the moment in Memphis. And they were able to get me another computer. And yesterday I had to put everything back into the computer. So the cuts are a little bit rough at the beginning. I apologize about that. But I did the best I could considering the situation. And I want to give them a real thanks for helping me out on that. So our next song, I should warn everyone, is rather non-politically correct. It ain't correct at all. And in fact, the videos that Frank Zappa brought into MTV was literally thrown out because it was too controversial. The song itself is controversial, but I can tell you something. TC would agree with this song, as I do. And I don't care if you're offended or not. I really, so what? But here's Frank Zappa. You know what? No matter who you are what you is.
No more.
I don't understand you. Could you please speak more clearly?
If you don't like
where you get that word,
what you have got,
appropriate,
drop it in the dirt,
drop it, yeah,
and let it rot.
I can smell it now.
No one else,
here it come, here it come,
will surely come.
I told you he was coming,
and pick it up,
yeah, right,
cause he wants some,
and he wants it for free,
and when one day,
I'm
the
bitch, I'm
the
man.
I'm
the bitch, I'm the man. I'm the bitch, I'm the man. I'm the bitch, I'm the man.
Good old Frank, man. Love that man. The first time I ever heard his music, 1972, Bradford, Jerry O. Wallaby, in a head shop right down from the store on West Washington Street. And let me tell you something. He's my hero. He's my idol. Always will be. So that's all good old Frank. So we're going to go to another one of my great groups. And that would be the Kinks. This comes from 86, and this is also a rebuke to the music industry. This is off their album, Think Visual. This is a title tune. This comes from 1986 with the Kinks. Think Visual. Song from the Kinks, Think Visual, off their 1986 album of the same name. And we're down to our last song before our very last song, which is a tribute to TC. I couldn't do this show without doing a song by Devo. I mean, Devo was a really, really big influence back then. Now, they started in 77. This is off one of their later albums in 1981, but it is actually my favorite song of theirs. I also think that the video that you see from MTV and on YouTube these days is absolutely stunning and is so brutal. And you think this is a happy song? It's not. This is Beautiful World by Devo from 1981. And that is Devo, Beautiful World from 1981. You know, it was kind of hard for me to prepare this show because, you know, I'm stepping into, you know, TC's footsteps, and he and I went back well over 50 years. We met each other in high school in 1972. And when we went to college, first semester, 1975 at University of Pittsburgh at Bradford, we both got involved in the radio station. And he did the evening shows and late night shows, and I was sort of program director and would do afternoon shows in between classes and such. And we reconnected 3-4 years ago and finally got him to do the shows here. And it's hard for me to think that he's gone. You know, I'm seeing so many things in my memories, shows and things he posted. And I know I'm not TC. You know, he did the birthdays. He did all the history stuff. I'm not going to do that. But I hope to give you good music and hope that you keep with us here. I can tell you this, that in 2 weeks, we will have, during the week, a memorial podcast in honor of TC. I know that Missy, you know, supports the idea that this show keeps going on. I did mention in the description, I think what we're going to do is keep Rock This Town Radio, or I might do, you know, RTTR, perhaps. But I think Rock This Town Radio, we're going to keep it that way. You know, just let me know in the, you know, by PMing me, Carl Kafer, and let me know what you think. So I was going through music and trying to come up with a song to end this podcast tonight in honor of TC and to keep within the context of the show. So it had to be music that was between 1981 and 1987. And I remembered a particular song. Now, most of you might remember, as a child in your childhood, there was a book and a movie called Watership Down, which traumatized so many children. And Richard Adams, who wrote that book, and Martin Rosen, who did the animated film, also came out in 1982 with an adaptation of Richard Adams' book, The Plague Dogs. And there is a song at the end. And this is done by Alan Price. Alan Price was the keyboardist for The Animals. He also did the soundtrack to my second favorite movie of all time, Oh, Lucky Man. And it is a song that I think is very appropriate for TC. I know that when I was picking this and I listened to this song, I had tears in my eyes. And I, you know, and I expect maybe you will too after this song. This is a song. It is the ending credits to The Plague Dogs. For TC, we miss you, man. Miss you, brother. Big time. This is Time and Tide by Alan Price.
I don't feel no pain no more. I don't feel no pain no more. I've left this cruel world behind, and I've found my peace of mind. I don't feel no pain no I'm
That was Alan Price, Time and Tide, from the soundtrack of The Plague Dogs. And that one's for TC. And yes, I will see you again, my friend. And I know you'll be there smiling when I'm up there. And all of you have to remember that. You know, TC may be gone, but he's in our hearts. He's with us, and I feel him. I feel him, and he's going to probably kick my ass tomorrow when the Bills beat the fucking Steelers again. But you know what, TC? That'll be okay if that happens. And I still smile if it's the other way around. And listen, thank you very, very much for listening. Please stick with us. Now, next week, I can tell you this. What I have planned for next week, we're going to be doing super groups. So, for example, I know that TC loved the Traveling Wilsburys. And we're going to be going into a number of different groups like Oysterhead and that's what we're going to do, and that's what I'm planning to do next week. So we're going to do super groups next week. Please be with us next week at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Central Time. Again, I want to thank everybody, and particularly want to give my love to Randy and Joe Gorley and to Melissa and to everyone that really cared about TC. And every time I do this from here on in, TC's going to be with us. I guarantee you, because he's going to be with me. And so I hope to continue his legacy with these shows in the future. And again, thank you for putting up with me tonight. And hopefully you'll be here next week, and so will I. So again, I want to say good night. We're going to finish again with Time and Tide for TC.
I don't feel no pain no more. I don't feel no pain no more. I've left this cruel world behind, and I've found my peace of mind. I don't feel no pain no heart. I don't feel no pain no more. I don't feel no pain no more. I've left this cruel world behind. I found my peace of mind. I don't I know I'm going home. Yes, I know I'm going home. When I reach you, yes, you know I've got a friend. Yes, I know I'm going home. I don't mind if sun don't shine or if pouring down with rain.
Good night.